Okay, let's get into Kilayim Daf Samach Tes 69, and we are on the top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph as we continue here in the eighth parak of Maseches Kilayim. The Gemara quoted a machlokas yesterday between Reb Yonah's son and Reb Yoshia about whether one is chayev kilei akerem only if one plants shnei minim bekerem. That was Reb Yoshia, and Reb Yonah's son said even one min. So machlokas whether one seed, one grain or vegetable seed with a vineyard or two. So and it was based on how to darshan the psukim as we saw. So the Gemara now goes back to that machlokas. Al daiti Reb Yonah's son, according to the way Reb Yonah's son darshan, Reb Yonah's son darshan, he said even one seed. The two psukim that we have by kilayim. Your field, don't plant kilayim. Leza davar nemar lo sizra karmachal kilayim. So what do you need the second phrase from? The last word, the word kilayim, is extra. If it's only one seed anyway, you don't need an extra limud for that. So what is that extra word kilayim teaching me? Kahi da amar Rabbi Hila, like Rabbi Hila says, hein da atamar lo amart lama atamar. When the Torah says something, it says it for what it needs to be said. What exactly does this mean? So the Marasilio says that sometimes when the Torah has to repeat something and to tell you something new, to be mechadish something, it will repeat the whole pasuk and the whole context, even though you don't really need it, in order to just introduce one thing new. So once we have the pasuk of Lo Sizra Karmacha, so it throws in Kilayim, even though you don't need that word, because it said it in the other pasuk, so it says it here too. That's what the Ras Silvio says. The Kalparsha Shabbal Lachadeh Shum Davar, when the Torah wants to be Mechadeh something, Lo Amrinan De Lo Lichtov Ela HaChiddush. The Torah won't only write the Chiddush. De Bishvil HaChiddush Nishne Kulo. Because of the Chiddush, it will repeat, like the Bavli's sometimes says, right? It was repeated in Ludavar Shinas Chadeshba, but then you repeat the whole context. V'achanami la'osro bahanoyek kasvei, and therefore you had to write the new pasuk to teach you the Isra Ano, Pentukdash, O l'shira da'arba amos, dila'el, v'lav l'medrash beisu. So some of this is to teach me, so therefore you have the extra pasuk, or the extra word even. But again, sometimes we have different approaches. We know every single letter, every single word in the Torah is there to teach us something, but sometimes we have a little flexibility. Sometimes we'll say Dibrei Torah Kalasha B'nei Adam, when you have a double lashon, Ha'anik Tanik, Ramachlokas Tanoim, whether that's there to teach me something, Hashev Tishiveim, or it's there, just Dibrei Torah Kalashon B'nei Adam. So here too is that kind of concept. The Torah repeats it, but don't be medayik every single word. O Kihida Amar Reb Zeira, or like what Reb Zeira says, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim, that's to teach me Iker Karmacha Kilayim Lotizra. The Iker, the seeds of the Kerem, don't seed, don't plant, which is alluding to what the Bavli calls Mapolis Achad at one time, that don't seed, like Rabbi Yoshia says, Chartzon, the chitim and the zraim, but mapolos yad at one time, right? That cannot be done at one time. That's the issur d'oraisa. We mentioned yesterday, is there an issur d'oraisa for the others also? If you plant next to an already standing vineyard, or is that only an issur d'rabbanan? It's a different day as that we have in the Rishonim. Okay. Reb Yudin Kaputkia Boy Kume Reb Yossi. So, says the Gemara, Taman, over there means over here, really, because it's a discussion that happened elsewhere. So as we sometimes find in the Yerushalmi, they just transplant discussion, so you keep the Hacha and the Hasams. So, Taman, meaning by Kilai, Mat Armred, Ein Zare, Ilan, Kruyim, Zroim. We had a discussion of this way back in the beginning of the Masechta, that we say that seeds of a tree are not called Zroim for Kilai Zroim, or Kilei Akerem. Remember, trees, the only time the trees are going to be usher is if there is a type of grafting. The last time we spoke about this was, remember, planting on top of a vine, and the roots going in and combining with the branches of the vine that's under the ground. But Kilei Elon is only with grafting. So seeds, if you have seeds of a tree, there's no problem with planting a seeds of a tree with seeds of anything else. So it's not called seeds in that regard. So Taman, by Kilayim, we say, Ein Zari Elon Kri Yisroim, but Vahacha, but by Tuma, by Hechsher L'Kabel Tuma, where the pasuk says in Shmini, everything, Akol Zera Ziru Asher Yizareya, everything has to become Tameh, everything has to become wet before becoming Tameh. Adam Zera Elon Kriyin Zerayim. So Zera Elon are included, because they are edible, and anything that is edible has to become wet before it becomes Tameh, and there you see it is called Zerayim, Kriyin Zerayim. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a special limud. Amarle Taman by Kilayim Mied Akasif. Eshein Derech Bnei Adam Lios Karin Zroim. By Kilayim, people don't call the seeds of a tree the seeds, right? It's basically more for a tree, and then it's not called that. Bram Hacha Riba Akasif by Kilayim, by Hechshel Lekabel Tuma. There are a number of Lashonos in the Torah that include Riba Akasif, Akol Zera Zerua, Asher Yizareya. There's a lot of words there, so we can say even things that are not normally called seeds are called seeds too. We might add that any type of food, even meat of an animal, has to be mukshal lekabel toma. And that's not really a seed, but it just means that these words in the Torah are there to include a greater category of than things that are usually called seeds. Hechshel lekabel toma, we know, is based on all the laws are from Maseches Machshirin. There is an important line of the Ramban. The Ramban in Parsha Shmini on the Pasuk, by Hechshel lekabel toma. That's where the Rashi says, the one question of Lamdis, there seems to be a line in Maseches Chulin that takes a stand on this, but is there a svara for Hechshel lekabel toma? Why should something have to become wet before it becomes tame? So Rashi's lashon is there in Shmini. If you take Rashi literally, lo lametcha shelo hukshar veniskan lihios ochel lekabel toma achiyavo alav mayim. It is not considered a food. Only what can become tame, right? Adam mekelim ochlin umashkin. That's it. So is this Adam? Is this kelim? Is this ochlin or mashkin? So maybe says the Rashi. Sounds like it's not called ochel before it gets wet. The Sefer Chinuch also adds to this that often we don't eat something until we wash it. So it doesn't really get a shame food until after it's washed. So that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is what the Ramban says here. There's some type of spiritual pores that are only opened and they conduct the tumah only when they're wet. Right? You need something to conduct the tumah, and that's the water. That's the one of the seven liquids of Yad Shach Adam. That's what the Ramban says here. V'tama hechsher b'avar ki lichlu chasheretz v'hametamim yidabek b'ma'achalim b'lachus. Right, there's a conductivity of the tumah is only with moisture. And then the Ramban adds, "Va'asta haTorah harchaka yisera l'tame hamuchsharim b'mayip v'nigvu." And the Torah made a greater siyug, so to speak, to be metame even. Vegetables or fruit that were wet and they got dried. Shelo nitein dvareinu l'shi'urin. Not to make any chilukim. Rabbi Yonasan Sachs likes to quote this Ramban as an example of a low plug on a d'oraisa level. Usually we're familiar with low plug on a d'rabbanan level. Right, we say, you know, even though there's a reason, wouldn't apply in this specific case, we'll say lo plug and it'll apply in all cases. But you, on a Torah level, usually you don't have lo plug because we're not dashin in time into krah. But here the Ramban says, really the whole idea of heksher is because tuma is only conducted and passed and transmitted through moisture. But the Torah says lo plug basically, lo nite dvareinu l'shiurin, and therefore it applies even if it is dry. Fascinating, that's the Ramban in Parshas Shmini. Okay, so we continue. Okay, we spoke about trees earlier, and now we continue, though, with Kilai HaKerem. Amar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Yanai. Reb Yanai says as follows. Hamachapeh b'kilayim loke. If there are seeds in a hole, kilayim seeds in a hole, the Rasilio, shahayu zra'im shein kilayim al gabi karka, or they're on top of the earth, but either way, I come over and cover them. That's machapeh. I cover them with dirt. Loke, I get malchus for that. Mechapev kelayim, that's considered zoreya. That's considered zorias kelayim. Rasilio, mishum zoreya, dekavid maisa. The Rav Chai Kedievsky, the chashiv lezria. It's called zoreya. I don't have to put the seeds into the ground for it to be kelaya kerem with a maisa. But even if there are already seeds on the ground and I cover them with dirt, that is all kelaya kerem with a maisa. That is the chiddush of Reb Yanai. Says the Gemara, Amar Elei Reb Yochanan, V'lav Masisahi. Reb Yochanan says, isn't it a Mishnah? You're coming up with a big chiddush. Reb Yanai is telling you, if you cover the seeds with dirt, that's going to be Loke Malkus Daraisa. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Mesachas Malkus on Daf Chaf Aleph. The Mishnah there has a very unusual case. The Mishnah says that it is possible to violate 8 Averos at the same time by just plowing one little area of your field. The Mishnah says, Yesh choresh telem achas. Somebody can have bit choresh, one little furrow, the chayav alav mishum shmona lavin, and he can get 8 averos by by just plowing that little area. Which averus? So Mishnah says, "Hachoresh b'shor v'chamor." That's number one. You plow with an ox and a donkey. That's already an iser of kilai behema, cross working. Vehemuk dashim, and they happen to be hektish animals. Well, how does chamor hektish? So it must be kedushas damim, not kedushas aguf. And they are hektish. You're not allowed to use hektish animals. Vikilayim bekerem, and you're plowing kilayim in a vineyard. Ubishvias, that it's shmita, and you're not allowed to do work during shmita. Viyantif, and it's yantif. Amazing. It's yantif during shmita, and you're plowing with kilay. You're plowing in a vineyard with an animal that's a karban, and it's kilay akarim. Unbelievable. All of those averis. And what is a yantif here? Because yantif, malacha and yantif is an iser daraisa, but with malchus. Right? That's how all of these, you can get all these averis, meaning all of these malchus one could get. Right? If it was Shabbos, then there's an iser misa. But for yantif, there's an iser malchus. That's what the Rivan says here. Dekavit harisha b'yantif. And v'kohen v'nazir b'satumah. And it happens to be a vineyard that was planted in a cemetery. And he is a kohen and a nazir. Unbelievable how many affairs that this person is going to get. The Gemara just ends off by saying, Chananya ben Chachinai Omer, Afalovish Kelayim. Right? If you're wearing Kelayim, that's also another Isser. Amrlo Eino Hashem. No, that's not the same type of Isser. It's not from the plowing. So how could you add in? You can do any other affair at the same time, but it's not from the plowing. So the Gemara says that, Gemara will have Afanazir Loman Hashem. So a Nazir too. Nazir happens to be standing in the basic forest. That's not the same as the plowing. Okay, so we're not going to get to that detail. But one of the averas that are listed here is kilei hakarem. So the Mishnah says if you plow one little bit, then you're going to be chayav for kilei hakarem. What do you mean plowing? How could plowing be chayav for kilei hakarem? Are there seeds? It doesn't say that you're planting seeds. It must be that you're not planting seeds. You're just plowing. What does plowing do? It moves dirt. It must be the Mishnah's assuming that you move dirt onto seeds that were already there. That plowing, you'd be high for kelei hakarem. And that's where Rabbi Yochanan says that, Rabbi Yanai, you're making the statement of mechapet bekelayim loke. It's the basis of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, now get back to our Gemara. Vlama thisahi kelayim bekarem. Eich efshar kelayim al yidei harisha lo bemechapet. Right? How do you have kelayim? By plowing. Isn't it by covering? The seeds are already there, and you're just covering it with dirt. And the Mishnah says that you're going to get Malkus, so that is the basis for Reb Yanai. That's the basis for Reb Yanai. Look at the Ras Yulio, he goes through all of the Averis that are mentioned there as well. Which Averis? He says, Shor v'chamor, that's Lo Sachar Shor v'chamor Yachtov. Mukdashin is talking about a Bechor, Kilayim, Shvius, right, Sadcha Lo Sizra, Yantif, Kohei Nazir, in the Beis HaTuma. Okay, all of those. That's what Reb Yochanan says, that our Mishnah is the basis for Reb Yanai. Says the Gemara, Vahavi Reb Yanai Mekalusle. Reb Yanai was so excited when he heard Reb Yochanan bring a raya. So he started quoting these psukim, giving him effusive praise. That Reb Yochanan, wow, you found my din in the Mishnah. Hazalim Zav Mikis, those who pour out gold from their pocket. So what does this mean? That's talking about the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So what did that have to do with... with Rabbi Yochanan. So different pshatim. Some say it means that God, Torah is like gold and he has Torah pouring out of him. Right? Torah is like gold. Or it's in contrast. Look what they do. Look how much time they waste by pouring out their gold to whatever they pour out to. And he also, Rabbi Yochanan also quoted, Bini al yaluzu me'enecha. Right? Don't let Torah leave your eyes. Right? This sounds like, and where is it from? Mishle. Right? The Pasuk says, Bini al yaluzu me'enecha nitzor Tushia umizima, guard wisdom. Guard wisdom. Don't let wisdom leave. Never leave. Never let Torah leave from your eyes. Right? The Torah always has to be on my eyes, and I can never have a time when I have a hezek hadas. Right? There is a beautiful. Well, first off, with the Rambam. Right? The Rambam talks about this. There can't be a day. Can't be a day that goes by. The Rambam Nichlas Tam Torah. Where he talks about halacha and he talks about the hashkafa, the Rambam says there can't be one day, there can't be one day in my life that goes by without focusing on Talmud Torah. Says the Rambam in the end of Parag Gimel, I think it is, the end of Parag Gimel, where he talks about the nighttime, right? Ava b'shemitzvah l'mod b'yom v'alayla, ein adam lamed rov chachmaso ela b'alayla. Most of the Torah that one learns is at night. Lefichach, misha rosa lezakos bekesar haTorah. Somebody wants to be zochei in the crown of Torah. Yizoyer b'chol elosav. Be careful with every one of his knights. Velo yovan afilu achas mehen. Not one of them should be just batala. B'sheina v'achila v'shesia v'sicha v'chayotze b'hen. Ela b'talmud Torah v'divrei chachma. Every knight should have some type of focus on learning and focus on wisdom. Amr chachamim, in regard to Torah ela b'layla, and he quotes other Ma'amari Chazal as well. And that's what Rabbi Yana was telling Rabbi Yochanan here. What are you saying? B'ni al yaluzu meinecha, quoting from Shlomo HaMelech. Also reminds me of the Hagdama, we've quoted this before, the Hagdama in the Chachmas Adam. Talking about the Chachmas Adam, Avram Danzig, there, the Mechutin of the Gra, talks about that he always has to go, he has a Mesorah in his family that they were meant to, you know, be businessmen and having to make money and not making a living based on the rabbinate. So he says, he describes what happens when he goes to Leipzig, when he goes to the market. And he says, I'm not writing this to be a Balgaifa. I'm just writing this to tell you that even if you're in my position, it's not a p'tur. You have to learn. When I was sitting in the store, daiti aleha. Even while I'm making a business deal, I was thinking about it, the Torah, behiru pirish okushya, uve prapashisha mitzvah kasafti, bechelik aleph, klau alf. He says, that's what I did. Right? There's never a time where it leaves. And then he says later on, aval, even though you might say that I might have lost a little bit when I went to the market, but when I came back, Huchser li avedasi. Hashem gave me back my aveda. V'ya'idu alai hasochrim. And the other merchants will testify. Sha'afilu ba'eis nisiyasi b'leipzig. Lo manati likachi mi gemara, umikra, umishna. V'afilu b'shas yurid. Kemat shalamati b'chol yom, dafachetzi gemara, chutz mishnayis. V'chayi roshi. I'm not writing this to be arrogant. Kimani umachayai. I'm just writing this to teach all of you. Teach everyone that there's a chiyuv to learn every single second. Like Shlomo HaMelech says here in this pasuk, B'ni al yaluzu me'inecha, don't let it leave your eyes. What else does Rabbi Yonah say? Rabbi Yonah says, Tein l'chacham v'yach kamod. Right? Wisdom. Get wisdom. Give chachma to a wise person and he'll become even more wise. Yishma chacham v'yosef lekach. A chacham will hear and he will take messages from what he hears. So basically, Rabbi Yana is very excited that Rabbi Yochanan found this in a Mishnah. This idea of mechape bekilayim is loke. You found that in the Mishnah. That's one of the eight aveiros that are being done by that person. So that is why he praises him. Similar stories found in Makas Daf Chafaf. Rish Lakish says, Basar kol ilen kilusaya. You do many praises there. I'm a big fan of Rabbi Yochanan too. But after all these praises, I have to tell you, there's no raya mefureshes. It's not a raya from that Mishnah in Makis that, right, that Makayim Kilayim is loke. Why? Yochalani Pater la Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah might be following Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva Amar HaMakayim over below Sasei. Rabbi Akiva said, you don't have to be Zoreya to violate, even just Mikayim. So maybe plowing here is not talking about teaching me that it is called Zoreya. Maybe it's not called Zoreya, but maybe it's called Mekayim. You didn't get it, you didn't get rid of it, and therefore that's why you get the Lo Sase. Interesting, Rish Lakish is the one that says this. After he hears all the praises from Rabbi Yanai, he says, no, I think you can still argue. And again, that's what he says also in Makas Daf Chafalov as well. But this, maybe Rabbi Yochanan appreciated. Rabbi Yochanan did not want to just have lip service from his Talmidim, especially Reish Lakish. He appreciated Reish Lakish. And that's, of course, is the well-known story in Bamitzia, Daf Pei Dalid, in the Bavli, where that talks about, remember, the Rabbi Yochanan and the Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan made Reish Lakish from. Maybe he was originally from, but either he makes it from. And Rabbi Yochanan got him to marry his sister. And they were discussing, remember that story? They were discussing the story about a Mishnah in Meseches Kelim, discussing different types of weapons when they are Mekabel Tumah. And Rabbi Yochanan says an opinion, and Reish Lakish says, oh yeah, he says his opinion. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, I guess you know these things. Amalei listaa belistiyuse yada. He didn't say this, the Marsha says. He didn't say this to insult him. He was just saying this, oh, you have experience in these things. But Reish Lakish took it hard. Amar le, amaya honestly, hasam Rebbe Karoli, v'hacha Rebbe Karoli. Reish Lakish is like, oi, they call me Rebbe, I'm the master here, I'm the master there. Amar le, ahani l'chadak, ravina, takas kanfi yashchina. Rabbi Yochanan says, what are you talking about? You live a totally different lifestyle than you used to live. What are you getting upset about? Yes, it's wonderful that you're here. Rish Lakish got depressed. Cholash daitid Reb Yochanan. Cholash Rish Lakish. Reb Yochanan was upset that he, Rish Lakish took it in the wrong way and that he was insulted. And Rish Lakish got physically ill. Physically ill. His wife, Reb Yochanan's sister, come over and say, please daven for him. And didn't work. Ultimately, eventually, Reb Yochanan Rish Lakish died. Noach Nafshi, the Rishim and Lakish. Fahavi Kamen Star, Reb Yochanan Basri Tuva. This is the key line for us. There, Reb Yochanan was very upset. He was mitzar amru rabbanan man lezel lisve ledaiti. How could we calm down Reb Yochanan? Let's send him the sharpest rabbi we know. Who is that? Reb Elazar ben Pedas. The machadad in Shmeitza. So they send Reb Elazar ben Pedas. And every time Reb Yochanan said something in Shir, Reb Elazar ben Pedas said, "Oh, I have a brice that supports you. I have a mishnah. Tiny de masei alacha." Amar says Reb Yochanan at kabar lakisha. What you think you're like Reish Lakish? Bar lakisha ki avamina milsa. Whenever I would say anything to Reish Lakish, Havi Makshili Esther Ma'arba Kushyesa, he would ask me 24 questions. Uma Farikna Le Esther Ma'arba Piruki, I had to come up with 24 answers. Uma Meila Rav Chashmait said, through that give and take, a question and answers, we understood the Sugya. Viyat Omer is time to say Elecha, and you just tell me, oh, I can find the support. Atolo Yadana de Shabar Kamina. If I said it, I trust myself, unless I'm proven wrong. So I don't need your Raya. So Reb Yochanan was very upset. And the Gemara continues, Havi ka'azav akaramane v'kabachi v'yamar heicha bar lakisha. What an emotional story. He used to go, he walked around the city. He tore his clothing and say, heicha bar lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? He missed Reish Lakish. He used to fight with him in Torah. So that is interesting to see in the context of our Gemara. And it's also in Makas Chafalov that after all of these praises that Reb Yanai gave to Reb Yochanan, Reish Lakish is like, not so fast. Not so fast. I think there are issues here, and there's no raya. Again, in our context, maybe the Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, who says Mikayim is over in Alos Aseh. There's no raya that is about Zuriya. Says the Gemara. One second. Klom Amar Rabbi Akiva Elalavar. Rabbi Akiva himself said Asur Shema Lilkos. Does Rabbi Akiva say that if you're Mikayim Kilay Akerem, you're going to get Malkus? But in our Mishnah, the Mishnah in Malkus, it's talking about Malkus. Rabbi Akiva only said it's usur to be Mekayim Kilayim. But it didn't say Malkus, so if the Kilayim is brought up in the Mishnah in Malkus, it must be Mishum Zoreya, which means even according to the Rabbanan. This is against what we had a couple of days ago on Daf Samach Zayin, where the Gemara assumed that according to Rabbi Akiva, you would get Malkus. Okay, different days in the Gemara, what Rabbi Akiva held. But at this stage, we're back to the Raya, right? The Mishnah must be the Rabbanan, which is the basis for Rabbi Yadai's statement. V'od minada, but there's another Raya. There's another Raya from the Mishnah. What's one of the other Mishnah's Averis that the person did? V'od minada, titaninon, shvius. Right, the Mishnah says, you have kilai behema, in a kilai akarem, on a yantif, and he's a Nazir and a Kohen, but it's also Shemitah. You want to say it's about Mekayim? There's no Zuriya going on? What kind of Mekayim is there by Shemitah? By Shemitah, it has to be Zuriya. So if it's Zuriya by Shvius, it must be Zuriya by the Kilayim case as well. So Pata la Shvius, Reb Elazar. No, maybe it's like Reb Elazar Shvius. Reb Elazar Amar, Reb Elazar says again, and this is saying, and maybe there's no Raya for the Mishnah in Malkus. Because if it's about Harisha, Reb Elazar Omer, Lokan al Yidei Harisha B'Shvius. If I just plow the earth during Shemitah, I don't plant anything. I'm just softening the earth. That's already in Issa Daraisa. With Malkus, says Reb Elazar. Reb Yochanan Omer, Lokan al Yidei Harisha B'Shvius. Reb Yochanan says, you don't get Malkus, Machlokes Amoraim. Whether you're going to get Malkus for Harisha? If you would, then that could be the pshat of the Mishnah that we have in Meseches. In Maseches Makas. The Gemara here says, Befeirish, who holds what? Reb Elazar says, Lokin for Harisha. Reb Yochanan says, don't. The Gemara Moikatan just quotes that it is a Machlokas, but doesn't say which ones. Harisha itself during Shemitah is a big topic that Be'ez Hashem will have to talk about in the next Masechta when we get into Shvius. Because if you look at the Rambam, we know there's a Mitzvah Asei of Shemitah. Mitzvah Asei that the land should rest. The Rambam says, the beginning of the Shemitah of Yovel, Mitzvah Saseh, Lishbos Bishana Shavias Me'avodas Haaretz, Va'avodas Ho'ilanos. It's a mitzvah to rest from working the trees and working the land. Shne'emar V'shav Sahara Shabbos Lashem. V'ne'emar B'charishu V'katsir Tishbos. V'chol Osem Malacha Me'avodas Haaretz, O ilanos b'shana zu, if somebody does malacha, bitel mitzvah saseh, v'avra alo saseh shenemar, satchol asizra v'chayim achol asizmar. But the Rambam says, this is all daraisa, any type of working the land of the trees. But then the Rambam says, eino lokim in haTorah, ela al hazariah o al hazemira, ala kitzira o ala betzira. Only on seeding, pruning, harvesting in the normal way. We'll have to get to that. V'yechad kerem v'yechad shar ilanos. And there's no difference in Shemitah versus a kerem and any other trees, meaning even though we know this, kelei kerem versus kelei zra'im, but when it comes to Shemitah, there's no difference. And the Rambam says, continuing in Halacha Dalid, Ketzad, hachori sho'achol for letzorach hakarka, if I dig l'tzorach l'karka, or I'm a sakel, or I'm a zabal, I remove rocks, v'kayotze mishara vodas haaretz, v'chin mavrech o markev onotei, if I do all of these, makanus o makas markev midivreyem. It's drabana, you're not going to get malkus. Malkus, daraisa, is only for zeria, or zemira, or ktsira betzira, for the harvesting. So this is a discussion about Malkus for Charisha, for Chorish. Because look at the beginning of Bahar, it just says Lo Sizmar and Lo Sixar. It doesn't talk about Charisha. Bacharisha Vakatsir Tishbos is a different pasuk, whether that's talking about Shabbos, whether that's talking about Shemitah. So we'll have to see. But again, this is a discussion whether there's Malkus on Charisha in Shemitah. The Ritva assumes, you're not so far, the Ritva in Moed Katan on Daf Beis says, maybe everybody agrees that Charisha is Asur Daraisa. The question is if there's going to be Malkus. That's the Ritva's take. Pirish mida oraisa is mutter mida oraisa. Afil madamar achorish b'shvias eino loke. Modet afilu be'erev shvias lamid yom iser Torah. Even in erev shvias it's aser. Kol shekei b'shvias atzma. Da'asi mekava chomer. And surely during Shemitah itself, which says if it's aser during erev shvias, it's sure aser during shvias itself. Okay, Shemitah's karka itself is an important topic. Let's see what we have time for. Let's just finish first the daf. Says the right time to Rabbi Lazar. Why does Rabbi Lazar say that you're going to get malchus for plowing during Shemitah? Nothing to do with Zriya, just plowing, working the land. Matam to Rabbi Lazar, v'shav sarah shabbos l'ashem. Klal. That's a general pasuk. It includes all malachas. The land shall rest. Sad chalos izra v'cham chalos izmar prat. Then you have the two specifics about planting and pruning. Lo sizra, lo sizmar. Then azera v'azamar b'chlal hayu. These two, pruning and planting and seeding, they were included in the regular Shabbos Har, Shabbos Lashem. V'lama yatsu, why did the Torah single them out if it already was included in Mishav Saharetz? Lakish aleh v'lomar lacha to make a hekesh, to compare these two. Ma zera v'zamar miyuchad shein avoda ba'aretz ubi'ilan. If seeding and pruning are avodos that are connected to the land and to the tree, av kol davar shu avoda ba'aretz ubi'ilan. So too, any avoda that is considered avoda in the land or in the tree, that is going to be usher. And that's how Rabbi Lazar includes Harisha, because Harisha is not mentioned beferish, but you have the lola meidah, right? The two that are yotzei to be malamed on themselves, they're also malamed to include other things as well. One more line, Mavilei Rabbi Yochanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with this? This limud, he doesn't darshan l'klal prado klal. Says Rabbi Yochanan, shnei dvarim hei. Usually you have davar echad sheyatzam in a klal, so it might be malamed on the whole klal. But here you have two things that were yotzim in a klal, right? Two things. So therefore, because it's two things, so then sizra and sizmar, so maybe it should be limited, just those two. Shnei dvarim heim, v'shnei dvarim yatsu min haklal, einan cholkin. We add in that word, based on the Marafolda, right? You're not mechalik, right? You don't make a separate category if you already have only two. If there are two mentioned, then obviously it doesn't want to just give you an example. It could have just given one example. If it mentions two, it must be that only applies to two. Look at the Marafolda on top. V'shnei dvarim yatsu min haklal, einan cholkin, davar echad, she yatsu min haklal, kagon havara. If you have one thing that goes out of the klal, meaning the Islamic test malachis, and then we say havar, lighting of fire, sheyatzim in a klal lechalik. That's to teach me that each and every one exists by itself. Right? Maybe we'll get to that on tomorrow's daf. Gam kala klal lechayev al kol echad ve'echad. Avol shnei dvarim sheyatzim in a klal. If you have two things that were yatzim in a klal, ein machalkan, that doesn't create a new category. Hachanami. Ein machalkan elo metzinu malkus lecharisha levada. So that is question: whether you have two that are yotzei min haklal, does that mean that that's teaching me something about the whole klal or something just about themselves. So I'll have to see. See about that. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Pei Dalid, again, something that we'll have to talk about, discusses the mitzvah asay, the nature of the mitzvah of Shvisas Haaretz. Mitzvah Pei Dalid is the mitzvah of Shmitas Karka. And he asked the question that's already based on the earlier Achronim, Vani Mesupak. We'll just mention it and hopefully we'll come back to it. Ia mitzvah, if the mitzvah of Shmitas Karka, Akarkafta de Gavrahu, is it on the person? Derachmanet Sivuhu, Lahafgir Peirosav. Hashem commanded everybody to be mafgir their peiros. Ubechuyev l'kayim lahafgir. If you're mafgir, is a hefgir. If ain't no mafgir, but if you're not mafgir, it's not hefgir. Is it our karkafta de gavra? Or it's what's called afkafta de malka. Hashem makes it hefgir. Even if you don't make it hefgir, Hashem makes it hefgir. And there are different nafkaminas where he goes through in terms of that, but we'll have to come back to that at a future date.